Kol Memem and Aleph, six lines down. Amar Bchista, Lo Pispa Achas. The person removes one, the Nazir removes one hair. He's over the Isser of Tar Lo Yabral Roshay, and he gets Malchus. La'akev Bishnayim. At the end of the Naziris, he has to cut off all of his hair. If he leaves two hairs, he did not fulfill his obligation of Taglachas. If he left only one hair, the Taglachas is valid. But two is Ma'akev. Lister, that which you say that if he cuts his hair, so he has to have at least 30 days worth of growth. And therefore, when he cut his hair, he cannot. It starts to the Naziris. He has to recount the Naziris. And there's such a Leberoi Roshay. And that's only true if the Roiv of the hair has been removed. But if Roiv of the hair has not been removed, he does not need to redo the Naziris, the 30 days of Naziris. Okay, now. Ubatar, and the Chia Malkus is only Bitzbatar. The Rosh Lund is going back on all three. That the correct way to do the Taglachas at the end, and the Stira is if it's done Batar, according to the Rosh. Tosis disagrees. Tosis ubatar near the koag aresha. Let's go back on the first the halacha of loika. They don't look at the batar. Abahu soiser the kinami eno keintar. But stira is even without a razor. Al baray roisha soiser hechad the loishar bekeloch of roisha ikra. If he cut that in such a way that the tip of the hair, you cannot grab it and bend it down. He gets mal. He's soiser, even though it wasn't tar. The shaving process would make it immediately right next to the skin. So the more batar in the meeting, you're saying you get malchus only if he does it batar, but if he does it with other types of ways of removing hair, he doesn't get malchus. What's funny? Menai the rabbis is called a mavirin. We remember before that any way that you move it is that he's chayiv. Ela'ema ke'ein tar. So what it means is not the instrument you use to remove it, but the result should look like it was shaved. It was just right down by the immediately adjacent to the head. It's down by the roots. It's pulling it out from the base, as far down as possible. Tanya Mihalki, Noza Shatolash, if he pulled out hair, Mirit or Sifsev, like we had before, that we remember that he could do it in different ways. So any one of these ways that he does it, he is Kol Shehu, and it says to Ella Baroy Roishoy, Ubatar. So he's only Soyser if he takes the Roiv of the head, and Batar. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean he just said Tolish Mir the Sif Save, and now he's saying Ubatar, so it means Ke'en Tar. Rishimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rishimon, Kishem Shishtei Saris, Ma'akas by Kach Shei Saris, Soysers. So he learns that Stira is, if even two hairs have been removed, he's Soyser. The Naziris, and he would have to redo his 30 days. Dr. Rush, Nehemah Meralev, Amar Chitzal Lukas, Loike Ba'achas, Im Gilach Sar Echad, Loike Im Hisserboy. One hair already is enough to give him Malchus with a Surah. The base, Yom Taglat, at the end of the Naziris, Im Shara by Beis Saris, L'kayim mitzis taglachas. The two hairs had not been shorn, he's not fulfilled the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to remove all of the hair. But that's only two hairs. One would not be ma'akev. Lister, and it says, Elabar Rav Roshay, in Gilach Rav Roshay, Sosh and Aziris, Amalois Lashloshim Yom Taglachtai. So he has to redo 30 days. If his Naziris was 30 days, he has to redo 30 days. If his Naziris was longer, he only has to redo 30 days. But it's Sosh the 30 days worth of the Naziris. Ubatarakulakoi. Ko'ela halacha same, Matam Ein Behem. Why should being makab with two hairs and this being like with one hair? So he's saying these are halacha numerishim sinai, and we don't have any logical reason why they should be so, but that's the way they are. The Gemara says, what does it mean? Matar means kain tar. Ema kain tar. Shehever kol asar. You move the whole length of the hair. The malchus is one, but steer is not that you have rav reisha. Because the Rashi says kol shehu is the girsu which says kol shehu chayiv. Ven asoyser. So, Hatal Shemir receives a kol shul chayiv, and it says to Ella Beroiv Roshay Ubatar Kein Tar. So that's the girsa. That's one girsa. So when it adds the word kol shul chayiv and kol shul chayiv, and it says to Ella Beroiv Roshay Ubatar. Okay. He starts in the Garsi, Tal Shmir receives a kol shehu and associates Ella Berav Roshay. So it doesn't have the word chayiv, which is the way we have it in the Gemara. But Tosefta Gersina Behedya chayiv. But the Rosh points out that in the Tosefta, it does have the word. It has the word chayiv. So that's the correct gear says with the word chayiv. Tanan Hasim. Zok the Mishnah. Shloisha Megalchin with Taglacha Mitzvah. There's three people who have a mitzvah to remove their hair. So the Nozer at the end of his Naziris, Mitzara at the end of when he comes toward from his Saras, Leviim and the Leviim in the Midbar, there was a din of Taglachas, parshas Baloisko. The kulan shigilchu shalay b'tar, which is shayru shtei saris loyosu v'loklum. The taglachas process has to be done with tar, and they have to remove all of the hair, even two hairs left would be a problem. Amar, so Bryce, the Mishnah said, shloshim megalchin with taglachas mitzvah pshita. So these are all psukim. So what's the point? What's the point the Tana is telling us about these that it's a mitzvah? Okay. So what's the matter? Tema mishum avure sarhu afilu soch nosha kamashul dolo. Excuse me. That the main thing is just removing the hair, and therefore if he removes the hair with cream, it would be sufficient. So even though the Torah says to do it with behavior sarah kol basarom, the lashon is of tar by the leviim, Gilach it says. It's roast. He has to be in gilua. Taglachas does not mean with cream. It means with cutting it off. But I think that the main point over here is not so much the act of cutting, but the main point is getting rid of the hair. So a person would use cream would be sufficient. So therefore, it's saying that no, the act of cutting itself is a mitzvah. So you cannot fulfill that mitzvah by using cream. You must cut. That's the point. So the Morkatani Bakulam Shagilchu Shaloy Bitar, that if they use a razor,
they have to use a razor. So Mar says, how do you know that? It says that during the Naziris, Tar lo yavrel rosh. So you understand at the end, yes, use the tar. Okay. That's we said before that could be only beneath this pasuk for the iser, since you're being married by other everything else, there's no din of tar. So the whole purpose of the pasuk is to tell us that during the nazir is tar lo yavar al roshay, but at the end it must be done b'tar. We have levim levim, it says explicitly that the way the hair is removed is with the razor. Okay. El mitzara b'tar minolan. How do we know by mitzara that it has to be done with a razor? Kitem etesim levim. So you'll suggest you learn out mitzara from levim. How would you learn that from levim? Ma levim shekain tudin taglachas vein taglachdan el b'tar. Av any yavis mitzara shoot to oin taglachas vein taglachdan el b'tar. If over here you find the requirement of taglachas, it has to be bitar. If you find over here the requirement of taglachas, it has to be bitar. Ikel mifrich, malavim shekain tunim tunufa begufa. That the vim, the whole process of levim was unique. And besides being shorn, they had the there was a mitzvah for Aaron Akayin to do the act of tenufa in each levi. He would actually pick him up and move him around. So the Torah is dealing with it in a unique way. So maybe the Torah requires that it has to be used a razor. But Torah mitzvah, the law, can you say the same thing mitzvah, which does not require tenufa begufa? Maybe over there there's no din of tar. Which is okay. So let's learn out mitzvah from nazir. The Mor says, no, you can't learn out from Nasser because Mal Nasser Shekain Kribonu Ton Lechem Temer B'Mitzar the law. Again, Nasser is unique, that there's a requirement of bringing Lechem together with the it's like the Karban Torah, that there's a requirement of Lechem with it. We don't find such an idea by Mitzara. So again, I can say that the Torah is the Torah is being more machmer by Nazir for that reason. There's no din of chametz by the lechem which goes with the carbon. Nazir is all different forms of matzah. It's baked with oil, but if it's matzah, it's not allowed to rise. It's different than the Karban Torah that there's also lechem chametz. But there's lechem, there's a requirement of bringing, of having menachas with it. Where it says, you're right. The law, can you say the same thing? By Mitzara, can you say the same thing by Mitzara? The law doesn't have such a requirement. You're right, you cannot learn out Mitzara from either one by itself. But let's learn out based on a matzah. Tasting Mitzarayim, let's learn out Mitzara from a combination of both of them. Okay, so Mor says, how do we present them? Hi, Tasting. Where are you learning from? Tasting Levium. Malavim shekain tunim tunufa begufa. See, if you're going to argue that levim is distinct, unique process, which is why it requires tar, is because it needs tunufa begufa. So nosir kia. So we see from those that's not a requirement. It still is a din of tar. Okay, malavim shekain kabanu tun lechem. So because it didn't, so the logic which we're using to prove the halacha goes back to where it started from. Lo rizek rizek, that which makes this roy is not what makes this roy. Lo rizek rizek, that which makes this roy is not what makes this roy. Atzal shabbos shabehen shein etunim taglacha so taglachta betar. Afan yavi es betar shutom taglacha so taglachta betar. Right. That's the matzah. It's a shava. which is in your Rishmael's Brisa, that's one of your giving us a charter gesture that we have a Masara. Moshe Rabbeinu was given a Masara. There's a Torah. The Torah writes a halacha in two places. We don't look at each one and say each one has a unique reason why it's true. And we look at to find a common denominator, and then we can learn out to other places as well. And that's how the Torah presents mitzvahs. Okay. Let's see the rush. Sound awesome. The parabash is the negoyim. It's a mission of Mesechta's negoyim. Shlosha Megalkin. Nozer Tzivik Gilachas Rosh Nizroi. And Nozer the Pazis as he has to cut his hair. And Tzar the Tzivik Gilachas Kol Saroi. Vim the Tzivik Havir Tara Kol Besorom. Pshita the Taglach and Mitzvah the Hakroi Tziv. These all psukim. So what the Mishnah teaching me that these are there's a mitzvah to do this. So I would think the main issue is removing the hair. The main thing is removing the hair. I feel even if you use cream, it works. Husama Mavra Hasar is a type of a cream which removes hair. So, the rush. She's saying the reason why it said mitzvah is to tell me that you must do tar and not remove the hair in a different way. Well, that it says at the end, next step in the Mishnah, it says, so that tells you can't use cream. Tirits the material of Rushe Elkaintar. If I just have the end of the Mishnah, I might have mistakenly understood the word tar means, like we said before, you can move it in other ways, but it has to give you a result which looks like you use the razor. Therefore, here it's saying mitzvah. That's not true. It must be done with tar. So how do I know mitzvah? So I can't learn from Levim. So the pasuk says that Aaron went through each one of the levim and lifted up and did tzunufa with him. Nazir requires lachem and tzchalos or rikikim, so it's different types of manachos, a mincha which is baked in such a way that it's it has no oil in the baking process. That's called rikikin. And then you smear on the oil afterwards. And chalas, the oil is mixed into the dough. It's a dough which is not chametz. It's not allowed to rise, but there's oil mixed into it. It's called chalas. Okay. Amalei Rabbi Mi Barnish LeRavashi. You're making a tzad shava. So we have a rule that we're looking for a common denominator, so, and then we can extrapolate. But maybe the common denominator is something which doesn't include mitzvah. Malat tzad shava shebehen shekain and kabbalah bedalus. Remember, the mitzvah is kabbalah bedalus. The Torah gives a sliding scale. If a person can't afford a more expensive korban, he has an option of a less expensive korban of birds. But over here, by Nazir, he has to bring these korbanos. He doesn't have any choice. It costs a lot of money. He's an ani. He has to bring it. So that's a chumrah. The Torah is putting by Nazir, and the same thing by the Levium. There was a process of korbanos that they had to be brought, and that was the way it was. So the Torah is being more machmer by both of these things, that the korbanos which are given with them are very specific, and there's no option of getting a leniency. But by Mitzvah, there's a leniency compared to the other two. So maybe there's no din that has to be dafka b'tar. Because it's hair. No, you can't shave it all. Now the Gemara doesn't answer this question directly. The Gemara goes off to another question, and by the time you get to answering that question, this question becomes irrelevant. So the Gemara is answering the question with the question.
That's where Jews get it from.
Yeah, of course. Amalei. So who was this? Rabbi Mirbanish the Ravashi. Amalei Rabbi Bar Masharshia the Rabbi. Haitana Mikara Omer Lalamda Mitzara Eafshir. The Braisa said back in Lama Tesama Beis that we're marbe everything. Lo Yavral Rosha. So what is Tar Lo Yavral Rosha? What's that for? So we don't know that the Taglachas has to be Bitar. We can't learn from a Sarah. So because Nozer compared to Mitzurah is considered a cow, so maybe a Mitzurah, which is more chomer, requires tar. Nozer, which is less chomer, doesn't require tar. Therefore, the pasuk tar lo yavral roshoy, which is extra because it's lav dafka tar, is coming to tell me that during the 30 day, during the time of the Nozer, tar lo yavral roshoy, at the end of the Naziris, there's a mitzvah dafka to put tar. So that's the more it's starting off with that. I'm suggesting learning Nozer from Mitzurah. A, and I'm saying that Mitzurah is the more, and I'm saying you can't because Mitzurah is more Chomer. Here I'm saying learn Mitzurah from Nozer, which means I don't have a pasuk by Mitzurah. I mean, that thought process what we had before means we know by Mitzurah you require Tar. I don't know by Nozer, and I'm wondering how do you know by Nozer you also need Tar? It means I know by Mitzurah. And here I'm saying Mitzurah is learned from Nozer. Like, we don't know Nozer yet, so how do you know Mitzurah? And this Braisa, that's one question. And this Braisa seems to be looking at Nozer as more Chomer, and that's why you can't learn Mitzurah from Nozer. And they're saying that you can't learn Nozer from Mitzurah because Mitzurah is more Chomer. Then he says, let's turn it out from a ma'atzat, which means it's not so chomer. If you tell me that you're not willing to learn out the cow from the chomer, so in a case through a limit of a mamatzin, I'm sure you're not going to do that. Within a nami lo yalef, and then furthermore, it doesn't learn it out from a din. It ends up learning it from outside. And I'm learning it out from Nozer before we're discussing Nozer from Itzar. Okay. So let's hold it here. We'll pick up with the